Regulatory bodies and stakeholders in the food safety management chain will have a food safety policy in force by the end of the year. The policy will enhance the effective monitoring and regulation of safe food preparation and consumption of at restaurants and other food joints across the country. It will also bring to an end gaps and conflicts among regulatory bodies in the food safety management, such as the Food and Drugs Authority and the Ghana Tourism Authority. This was announced by the head of Food Safety Management Department at the Food and Drugs Authority, Ms. Maria Lovelace Johnson, at the first Tourism Safety and Security Conference in Accra. Jonathan Thompson reports.
Food safety has become a major concern in the tourism industry as food joints and restaurants keep increasing across the country. The safe and hygienic ways of preparing foods at these places have received international attention as a World Food Report from 2010 to date recorded more than 20,000 deaths from food poisoning each year. The head of food safety management at the Food and Drugs Authority, Maria Lovelace Johnson, said actors in the sector have completed the draft and strategic plan for the food safety policy for onward legislation by Parliament by the end of the year.
We have just completed a strategic action plan. The Ghana Tourist Authority is an actor in that. And hopefully, by the end of this year, we should have a food safety policy operational and all collaborators will work very hard to ensure food safety in the country. It is imperative to integrate food safety into the National Tourism Development Policy, as well as target initiatives to strengthen food safety in the tourism business.